This is KV3 KWT.
Good evening, Paul. KB3 KWT KA2 JAI, how copy?
Mike, you got a good signal you're putting out.
Okay, very good, thank you.
WJ3K.
Good evening, Gordon.
AI, this is WJ3K.
WJ3K, KA2JAI. Good evening, Gordon.
Good evening, Mike. Are you ready to give the little talk on our activation?
Yeah, as long as my connection holds up here, Gordon, I should be okay.
That's good. We have 10 operators signed up now. We're in good shape. The incident action plan is ready. And I will listen, and you've got it on your queue, and if something happens, I'll jump in. WJ3K.
That's perfect, Gordon. Thanks very much. I appreciate the backup.
All right. Good evening, everyone. KB3MXM here. It's just I just want to make sure my audio bar is not banging the top of the window here, not too loud. And we'll get started here in just a few minutes. Already got a good group, and we'll get started in about 2 or 3 minutes. KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Conference Net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink system, Wash underscore DC, and connected repeaters. Stand by, please. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to, or going to be listening to, the Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net. You're starting at 8 o'clock, and we've got a nice list going here. So stand by. We'll let some more folks join us, and we'll get started. This is KB3MXM on the WB3GXW, Wash underscore DC, EchoLink node, and linked repeaters.
Michael Charlie Victor testing.
Michael Charlie Victor, you're just fine, and I heard some background and echo in there, so maybe you can adjust your volume a little bit. We'll be getting started in just a moment with the Maryland DC EchoLink net here and the link repeater. So stand by. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. Okay, Scott, thanks for the update started. I'll take a look at that in just a moment. All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you once again for joining us here in October. This is our monthly EchoLink net for the Maryland DC section on the third Friday of every month here on the WB3GXW's Wash underscore DC node and linked repeaters. And we'll have an opportunity for everyone to provide comments this evening and share with the rest of the group what's going on in the section. I'll start off here with a couple of announcements, and then we'll move on to our linked repeaters and then our section members, and hopefully we'll get some more folks to join. Stand by. Thank you. Okay, so first I want to take a moment. You know, it's always difficult when we hear of a loss in our family or our community. And here in Maryland, we've recently had the loss of the Honorable Elijah Cummings. So we're going to just take a moment here and think about that. You know, it's very important that we're committed to our communities and to the good and the interest of helping people. And it really makes a big difference when people can benefit from that. And we do that here, both with our hobby and with our service in radio communications, as well as we do in our communities with groups that you're involved in. So it's a sad loss, and we wish him, family, constituents, friends, neighbors, our prayers and condolences. The second thing I'd like to mention is if any of you or any have ever been to the Westminster Airport, or you've ever seen the warbirds that come and visit during the display of, you know, their aerial mastery, and, you know, the unfortunate occurrence recently in Connecticut with the B-17 bomber 909, an unfortunate accident, tragic accident that occurred. So, you know, that's a representation of America and what we've done and what we stand for and what we support. We're sad to hear about the loss, and our condolences with those, as well as hopefully the quick recovery of those that are injured. And we hope the best for everyone involved. So I just want to bring that up. I don't believe they're going to be visiting or continuing their tour this year. They're typically at the Westminster Airport in October. But I have been following, but no updates have been made yet. So, all right, break. We'll be right back. KB3MXM, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo LinkNet. Stand by.
Kilo 3 Foxtrot, good evening, Marty, no traffic.
Okay, Kilo 3 Foxtrot, thank you. Stand by, please. All right, the section news came out just a little while ago, folks. It's been a rough work week. I haven't had much time to devote to this. I tried to get as much as I can in there and get it out to you. You'll also find it on the Maryland DC section website at ARRL. If you search in the and you put MDC section, you'll see the section news. If you signed up to receive the news via email, which you can do as a as an ARL member, you can sign up to get section news. It'll come right into your inbox. And there's also audio news that's provided, and Scott, as always, is keeping me honest and audio recording for those that need to have that, for any of our handy hams or those that would prefer to have that audio recording after it's over, as well as rosters and lists and things like that. If you'd like to share more information about your activities in your area, please remember to send them to your section staff. Please send them to me at my call sign, Kilo Bravo 3 Mike X-Ray Mike, at ARRL.net. Also, the Maryland DC section also has a Facebook page. You can find that at MDC section, and a Twitter account for keeping everyone up to date on activities that might be going on, as well as other feeds. You can find that in Twitter under MDCARRL, all one word. So we're kicking and screaming into social media. Lots of fun. All right, a couple of things I'd like to cover and section-wise. First of all, big congrats and bravo Zulu to the Greenbelt Club out there at Goddard. They did an absolutely fantastic job pulling a hat trick for us on the centennial celebration of WWV. A special event station was operating there for a couple of days, Whiskey 3 Victor, and also the WWV was also being the special event station for that, which was Whiskey Zero WWV out in Colorado. So I hope you had an opportunity to pull that, you know, because WWV was here in Maryland before it went to Colorado. It started started over in Chevy Chase and then College Park and then Beltsville, and then Beltsville was divided geographically to more than one community. And just by the way, if you didn't know this, the Goddard Space Flight Center Visitor Center, one of the walls in that building is actually the original building from when WWV was here in Maryland. Right. You'll also find some other activities going on in the section. We've got some Hamfest coming up soon, the Mason-Dixon Hamfest, the Sportsman's Roller Skating Ring in Upper Coe, Maryland. That is north of Reisterstown, north of Pikesville, Baltimore Beltway. Get on 795 to the end, go up Route 30, and the roller skating ring is on the left-hand side, and that's the 27th, Sunday. Also, the Santa Fest is coming up in December. Charles would want me to remind you all, the American Legion Youth Group, at their location in Chenaham, Maryland, and this is being sponsored by PG Aries on the 7th of December. Also, another activity that's coming up, don't forget JOTA. JOTA is big for the youth, and get on the air and see if you can't get a few contacts to their way, and I'm sure they appreciate it for any JOTA activities. And there's also a special activity happening at Anne Arundel, which is working with scouts on project building. Right. Also, and Amateur Radio Association in Hagerstown is having a WinLink 2000 training class Saturday, the 19th, tomorrow. Advanced registration is required. Class size is limited to 20. There are certain prerequisites when it comes to bringing your electronic device to make sure that you have the proper operating systems. All of that can be found on their website and also in the section news. Great. I just ordered my book set from ARRL, and I will tell you, folks, that I'm quite impressed. Instead of the handbook this year and the antenna book, I got the book set. And they're quite well organized into several volumes, and it's a nice progression of going through. It's good learning experience. I started on number one, and it's amazing how much stuff I've forgotten. But if you're looking to upgrade or you know someone who's interested in amateur radio, this would be a great gift. I'm plugging this because I think it's valuable. It's a good way to get your club library started. If not already started, add to it. And any club with a good membership should be able to collect enough to purchase the currently limited time availability on the book sets. Look on the ARL website for book sets. Great. You also find in the section news and online the VE, Laurel VE, and other testing sessions that are going on. Matter of fact, tomorrow, I'm sure someone is going to tell me there's testing going on tomorrow. I know there is, by the way. And next week, too. All right, and then the last thing I have before we get to the repeaters is share. Stand by. Let's see if I can find it here. Okay, there it is. If none of you even realized that there was a meteor shower a couple weeks ago, the Draconians, which is really kind of a minor meteor shower, the Orionids, is going to be showing up here on the 22nd and 21st and 22nd. And it's going to be a full moon at 45%, so we're just going to have to deal with it. But for any of you that are interested, there's a whole bunch of fun that you can have using meteor scatter. You can use your FM radios, your 2-meter radios, and maybe your 442. But if you have a general FM receiver that receives commercial radio, you can use that to listen to meteor scatter. It's really kind of fun. And the great thing about it is you don't have to be outside if it's cold. Well, you don't have to be outside if it's cold if you have an antenna outside. All right, that's all I've got. We're going to take a break. Repeaters reset. I'm going to take another gander at the participant list, and then we'll get started. KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW, Wash_DC, and Link Repeaters. Stand by.
Check out, Marty. CK3F.
KK3F, are you checking out on me tonight?
I've got to go somewhere, and I got to get something out. You got to grab something to eat real quick. So I just wanted to, but I did get the section news by email. I'm sorry I'm going to miss the training tomorrow, but I hope to at some point get some wind link training with the screen reader and try to make sure that things work like they're supposed to. Over.
Okay, Pat, very good. Very good indeed. All right, well, thank you for joining us this evening, sir. We'll look forward to hearing from you again. That's KK3F. That's Pat out in Frostburg. All right, well, let's get started on the rest of the section news here, our section list. But first, let me take one more moment here and share with you, so stand by. All right. So we like to pass along some sad news about N3HF. Mark Woodruff passed away suddenly a couple weeks ago. And, you know, our prayers are with his family, wife, and friends. And I'm pleased to say that the opportunity to continue to benefit from his hard work in the N3HF area will continue. And I'm looking forward to my next update from John or from the T-Mark folks. And please give as much support as possible to keep that legacy and the future of N3HF and where it might be going in the future. Please keep that alive. So that's all I have to share with you now. All right, let's go around the board, folks. First of all, I'd like to start with some of our distinguished guests we have on board tonight. We have Jim Cross, past section manager, and now with the Atlantic Division, WI3N. Jim, a few words for the net, please.
Well, thank you, Marty. Better better to be distinguished than extinguished, I guess. It's pretty rough this week here. Thank you very much. I will just say I don't really have... there is a test session at Laurel Amateur Radio Club in Laurel tomorrow. And I'll just also mention that the Laurel Amateur Radio Club, the third largest VEC in the country, turns 40 this month. So kudos to them. That's it for me for the moment. Back to net, WI3N.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jim, I'd like to recognize, do you have somebody down there that can get in hold of me and get in touch with me so I can send out recognition for that, please?
Sure, I could get Kevin to touch base with you if you like. No problem. He seems to be our president for life. So anyway, yeah, I'll have him touch base with you, sure. No problem, WI3N.
Very good. And yes, good point, Scott Neverfee, for Laurel. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to, and I'm only going down the list the way I see it here, folks. I'm sorry if you checked in first. And I'm not catching you on the top of the list. I see Dave. Dave in Little Falls, New York. You're DX tonight, Dave. What do you have for the net? All right. Was looking for KB3EFS. Dave, anything for the net? All right. Let's go to Chris. Chris is the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris, you're up next. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. Staying busy with the Baltimore Traffic Net. Each evening, 6:30 p.m., watch Shawsville Repeater 145.330. So we welcome new hams and folks who would like to learn about traffic handling or net control duties, alternate net control duties. We're happy to train you. So come join us each evening, 6:30 p.m. And other than that, we're keeping busy learning with the ARIES groups around the area, having a lot of fun doing that and learning a lot from those folks. So back to you, Marty. 7-3 to everybody. AB3WG.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. I see somebody here I don't have on my list. Stand by. I got to grab a call sign. Single-handed here. Okay. Let's go down to Rob, November 2, Oscar, Mike, Charlie. Rob, go ahead. Something for the net.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Everybody else on the net. Just down here in St. Mary's County, doing our annual STEM Fest down here next weekend. Work with a large group of kids. We've done it for the last 4 or 5 years. Always a good turnout. Get the kids interested in electronics and radio, and always a lot of fun and good feedback, especially from the parents. A lot of the parents get educated on amateur radio and walk away with a lot more than they knew before they came in. So not much else. Turn back over to you, Marty, from N2OMC.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. All right, next on my list, we're going to get to the repeaters in just a moment, folks. We're going to try to move as quickly as possible to you, get everybody a chance to check in with us. Oh, I got Jim already, so let's take Jim off the list. Sorry for narrating in the background, but single-handed here. All right, let's go to WJ3K. Gordon, go ahead.
Good evening, all. WJ3K here. I was going to talk about an activation we have planned with our county office of emergency management tomorrow, but our emergency coordinator is on, KA2JAI, and I'm going to let him do it because he's the boss and he knows more about what's going on than any of us. Back to net, WJ3K.
All right, KA2JAI, go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Marty. Actually, I'm going to talk about something else, and I'm going to turn it back to Gordon for that topic because he did an excellent job coordinating it for us, and I'd like him to give the news on it. But what we did earlier this month was we conducted our simulated emergency test, our SET. We had some county involvement with it. They took us through the different levels of activation that we would go through if it were a real emergency. And then we had a scenario that was supposed to be the aftermath of a hurricane, and we had simulated a variety of locations, several shelters, a firehouse, and some others as well. We had a lot of people at the EOC for this event, and we passed a lot of traffic over the repeaters, a little bit of Simplex, Winlink, and also some work on HF with Winmore for this event. So I thought it went quite well, but we also learned a lot, and we have a hot wash coming up here later in the next week, and we'll lay out all of our lessons learned and see what improvements we need to make. Okay, Marty, I guess I'll take some check-ins next. I already have Gordon. I already have KB3, KW3, and K3TEL. So let me ask if there are any other check-ins on the 442 repeater in Annapolis besides those three.
3, Sierra Echo Oscar.
November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha.
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey.
Kilo Charlie 3, November Tango Golf.
Okay, thank you. I've got about 7 check-ins there. Let me go down the list. And, Gordon, I'm going to go to you first, and please go ahead and tell us about tomorrow's activation.
Thank you, Marty. This is WJ3K. Anne Arundel County Office of Emergency Management has activated ARES for tomorrow at 0900 hours until 1700 hours or until released at the EOC and throughout the county. The county is expecting heavy traffic and crowds at Laurel for the Maryland Million Races, the heaviest day at the Renaissance Festival, a Navy football game, and several other events. We have 10 operators on the hook volunteered. The ARES races room at the EOC will be manned by at least 2, more than likely 4 most of the time. The operators are also ready to support a real-world incident should it happen if we are called. Otherwise, we are checking out repeaters and Simplex coverage in the county. I want to say that I appreciate Jim, WI3N, in helping us get a repeater for connections out on the western part of the county, because that's always kind of a hard part to reach out there, and we're well covered out there now, thanks to him and to N3ST of T-Mark. So that's what we've got going. We're looking forward to it. I'm not going to talk anymore because I'll be doing enough talking tomorrow. WJ3K.
Thank you, Gordon, and thanks again for the excellent job you did pulling that all together. KB3KWT, go ahead with comments.
I don't have any comments. A lot's been made, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mike.
K3TEL, go ahead.
All right. Good evening, all. K3TEL. I just want to check in. I was impressed with the Hamfest at CARA. I got a chance to get on HF a little bit, which made me buy some more wire, and I'm running about 70 feet inside my apartment. I am putting out a signal, but it's a start. I might be weak. I might be barely readable, but it's a plus. So I'm still doing some work. I checked in on 3820, and I enjoy that. All right, Scott, stop playing around like that and doing nothing, you know. Be nice. Anyway, K3TEL, I'm doing the best I can. I think you learned very well from WB3GXW, huh, didn't you? K3TEL, back to net. And hi, Mike, and everybody else. Over.
Okay, thanks very much, Arnold. N3SEO, your comments, please.
Good evening, Marty and Mike and all the others. Not much going on. Getting ready for the exercise tomorrow morning, and we'll see what happens. Back in it, N3SEO.
N3CZA, go ahead.
Good evening to the net. November 3, Charlie Victor Alpha. No comment from this side, just listening. And 3CVA, name is Ian, Italy Alpha November in Baltimore. Back to Ned.
Next, I have a station with suffix RLW. I'm sorry, I didn't get the whole call. Go ahead, please.
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey. Greetings from Bob down in Trump, down on the Eastern Shore, down on the flatlands, Delmarva Peninsula. There's no other comments. Thank you.
And last on my list is KC3NTG. Go ahead.
KC3NTG, this is Justin in Baltimore City. Comments other than I went to the Kara Hamfest, which someone else mentioned. It was a good time. Got a couple things that on HF, and so I was able to do that. I only got my general license a little over a month ago. Made some contacts on 20 meters with a homemade antenna, so that was a good time. Back to net, KC3NTG.
Okay, Marty, that's our list for this evening. I want to mention also that coming up Tuesday night will be the next VE exam session. It's on the 22nd for the Maryland Mobileers at the National Electronics Museum. Please be careful because there is an error on the ARRL website. It says it's the 29th, and it's really the 22nd. Marty, I'll turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI 73.
All right, very good, Mike. Let's take a short break here, let the repeaters reset, and we'll be back with everyone again. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland Section Manager, and you're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC Echolink node and linked repeater. Stand by, please. All right, good time. And thanks you guys for checking in with JAI. Good to hear some names I remember and are familiar. Ian, boy, I haven't heard you in a month of Sundays. And Justin, thank you for checking in, too. Good job on putting that together and getting some HF contacts. Be surprised what you can do with just a little bit of ingenuity. I can't seem to walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's without thinking about, oh, I could build an antenna out of that. I'm sure we're all thinking about that. All right, let's move down the list here to Cliff, KB3PML. All right, not heard. Let's go to November 6. Hey, we're working DX here, guys. November 6, FAK, and I'm going to just, I know I'm not going to do this right, but I'm going to try. Is it FUAD? Did I get that right? Go ahead, sir.
Hello, this is N6FAK, and yes, it is FUAD. FUAD, checking into the net, and I am actually in the car. Okay, thanks. N6FAK.
Okay, N6FAK. Where exactly are you? Are you coming to us from N6 land, or are you local here in Maryland, sir?
Actually, I am local. I am a new extra and also a CE, and I am actually a local, actually.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Fuad, for joining us this evening, and there you go. See, crossbanding. Cell phone to network to Echolink. Well, maybe that would be tri-band because you're going out on repeaters too. I don't know. Okay, let's go down to Stu. Hello, Stu. Whiskey India 3 Juliet. Go ahead, Stu. Anything for the order we'd like to hear about, go right ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Everyone on the net, WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Looks like we're going to have a pretty chilly night tonight. Well, we've transitioned out of summer here pretty quick. One day it's 95, another day it's 45, so there you go. Just enjoying the net there, Marty, as usual, once a month there, so back to you. Thank you, WI3J.
All right, very good. We're just past the bottom of the hour here. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Baltimore, listen to me. I know, Chris, you're smiling, aren't you? Because I used to do that, didn't I? Okay, you're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. Here on the WB3GXW Echolink node, wash underscore DC and link repeaters. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to hit some of our link systems, such as N3RO, W3HF, and W3ICF. So So stand by. We'll be right back. All right, very good. That should give everybody a chance to get connected. And let's go ahead and turn on the repeaters here that we are linked to. We have N3HF. We have N3HF. Is there any stations on the N3HF system? We have Silver Spring and Ocean City. Either system. Check in now with your call sign. Thank you. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to N3RO link system. Rick and Frederick. Hello, Rick. Why don't you join us, and if anybody's linked to your system, go ahead and give a call out. N3RO.
KD4UBM. Okay, very good there, Marty. I'm not sitting at the computer, so I didn't see if that was coming in on my link or not, but we'll stand by here shortly. Just wanted to report that the Skywarn weekly nets are going strong and well attended here, growing every week. When we're not under Skywarn alert from the National Weather Service in Sterling, it's called the Mid-Maryland Weather Net. And we discuss weather, and we discuss Skywarn and everything in between. Currently watching the drought conditions. And just about every week we have one to three new check-ins. This week on Thursday night we had three new check-ins. We've had 65 individual stations check-in since we started this year on the roster. The 2019 roster just flipped to 65 check-ins this year. And we had 15 check-ins this last Thursday night. So it's really a fun net to host, and it's a fun net and growing. I have got a Skywarn connection with our county EOC, as well as the National Weather Service, and they have just agreed to host a Skywarn Basics training net here on November 14th, on Thursday night, November 14th at 6 p.m. So I'm excited about that. And Marty, I'm going to be sending you an email. I'm going to be having a one-on-one meeting with the EOC director. And I'm going to be discussing with him why amateur radio is not welcome at the EOC. It's not something for discussion here. I don't want to take up your time, but I will be sending you an email if you'd kindly look for that in the thousands that you get. And I'll send that out tonight. Nothing further from here. We welcome anyone to check in to the Mid-Maryland WeatherNet. It's every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. local time, and it's on the W3ICF-R EchoLink repeater or 146.73 PL 141.3 if you want to come in on RF. Is there anyone on the N3RO link at this time that would like to join the net? Call now. Okay, I don't hear anybody. Marty, back to net. This is N3RO. Over.
Okay, doubled with the N3 system. Hang on just a second, who just tried to check in. Thank you very much, Rick, for that update. Looking forward to it. And if you need some... if you need some support on the EOC and emergency communications areas type of things, there's always Jim, WB3KAS, and you can go to Stephen, the assistant down there, KC3DSL. All right, thank you. Let me grab a station here real quick. Let me make sure I got the call sign right, and I hope you're still here. Kilo Delta 4. Uniform Mike Bravo. I think I got it right, but I might not. KD4UMB, are you still here?
Yes, this is Kilo Delta 4, Uniform Bravo Mike. This is John in Ellicott City checking in.
Okay, John, great. I've got you coming through the N3HF repeater system. Thank you very much, John, for checking in. Do you have anything to add to the net?
Nothing to add. Just good to see everybody online and good stuff going on in amateur radio. Thank you. KD4UBM.
Okay, John, thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. This is the monthly MBC section EchoLink Net. here on the WB3GXW Echo Link node, Wash underscore and Link repeaters. All right, let me jump over to Kilo 3 Alpha X-ray X-ray, and then we'll get back to the repeaters here. Do we have Kilo 3 Alpha X-ray X-ray? Something for the net, sir? Go ahead. Can't find that call sign in the database. All right, we'll mark that with the appropriate symbol. Oh, wait a minute. Stand by. Hang on. All right. That's very good. All right, let's go down to W3ICF. Good evening, Philip. Go ahead and give us anything you have and anyone checked in your system there on the W3ICF.
Good evening. Marty, W3ICF here. Yeah, I've got the repeater leaked link through my home site here. Still having problems with TeamViewer up there. So anyhow, everything's about normal here. We're doing a little bit of antenna configuration up at the tower site, or attempting to. It doesn't affect this particular repeater, but it does affect the FARG 2-meter repeater. Let me do a poll here and see if there's anyone out on the repeater that would like to check in. W3ICF, looking for check-ins from the W3ICF-R repeater, 14673. Come ahead, please.
K3DO.
K3DO recognized. Any additional check-ins from the W3ICF-R repeater? Nothing heard, Marty, so I'll just turn mic over to you, K3DO. Go ahead, Mike.
W3ICF and KP3MXM. Good evening, everybody on the net. Haven't been on here for a couple of months. The nets were going on. I had other things planned. Everything was going on, but made it tonight. Good to hear everybody on the net. Hope everybody's enjoying the cool weather. I don't have anything else for the net tonight, so I'll send it back over to you, Marty, K3DO.
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much. And you know, you really should share in one of your, one of the opportunities, because you worked with the trail stuff and the runs, the run across Maryland. That's very, very interesting, you know, given the complexity of that that particular event. Very, very interesting indeed. All right, let me move to the, let me go to KB3JQQ. Scott, your link system, go ahead and check in, and any stations there, sir.
All right, I'll just say good evening, everyone. Don't have much here, just enjoying my Friday evening in the cool weather. KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you. And let me see, do I have any other link systems on here? Give me just a second, folks, while I scan the list. None that I recognize right away. Let's go to November 3, Tango, Juliet Oscar. Tommy, anything for the net, sir?
Yeah, good evening, Marty. This is N3TJO. On behalf of the Goddard Amateur Radio Club, we wanted to thank you for your assistance in securing the...
Looks like we lost you, Tommy. Your signal dropped. Do you want to try that again? We got Goddard Amateur Radio Club. Thank you, and we lost you. Go ahead. Try again.
Okay, I'll give it another try. I wanted to thank you for your help in securing the special event call sign Whiskey 3 Victor for the WWZ event, and for helping us get the logs into the logbook of the world. And the club is going to be running outreach at the Space Flight Center Visitor Center on Sunday, November 3rd. We'll have a table set up with a CubeSat simulator, a simulated ground station, and plenty of ARRL literature to spread the good word. And that's all I've got. Thanks, Marty, N3TJO.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Tommy. And no, thank you guys. I mean, that was a hat trick to pull that off from zero to where we got in like 3 weeks. And thanks again for your support. And, you know, thank you very much for your hospitality when I came down to visit and throwing me on the radio to make Keith those. I thought I was going to get a pile up there for a bit, but, you know, conditions are what they are, and it is what it is. And I'm working on your logbook of the world entries, so just give me a little bit more patience here. It's been a rough week. All right, let's go to Kurt, WA3TOY. Kurt, anything for the net, sir?
Good evening, Marty, and the rest of the net. Well, let's see here. We were not able to make it to the Ham Fest the other week or to the SBT, because I was on call that weekend for my job. We are going to be doing some antenna work here at the QTH. Let me turn off that scanner. There we go. Going to do some antenna work next Saturday. And then tomorrow I'm going to be helping out with the Jamboree on the Air at Downs Park here in Pasadena. That's about it for now. So back to you. Oh, and Skywarn's been quiet. WA3TOY.
All right, thank you very much, Kurt. And, yeah, Skyborne, been quiet. Now, just keep in mind, folks, so there's a new tropical storm in the Gulf, Nestor. It's planned, you know, right now the forecast is for it to strengthen. Copious amounts of rain and wind for the panhandle of Florida, down along the western coast of Florida, north of Fort Myers. And then right now the predicted track is to come across the panhandle in northern Florida into Georgia and then into South Carolina as it's passing off the coast there just south of the Outer Banks. Now, you look at the map and you look at the forecasted track and you're like, oh, well, Maryland's way up there. But, you know, ham radio is never that far away. And in HF, it's not going to work if you're next door unless you're Nivis. So it's always a good opportunity if you're not busy in the evening, maybe monitor some of the nets. You never know. You might get a chance to help somebody. All right. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section Echo Link net here in the WB3GXW Echo Link node /_DC. Let everybody reset. We'll be right back, and Dave will be next, WB3IGW. So stand by, Dave, right after the break. All right, that should give everybody a chance. David, WB3IGW, you're next, sir. Anything for the or good for the order or something you'd like to share with us here on the net? Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty.
Dave, I lost you. And that's kind of interesting. That's the second Fios Verizon that dropped out. So did Goddard. I wonder if they're having problems. Go ahead, try it again, Dave.
And good evening to you and everybody else on the Echo Link net. I'm going to be on the air tomorrow with the We Below Scouts at Downs Park in Ann Arbor County. And we have four stations for the scouts that we plan to set up. VHF, HF, portable radios, and also Morse code activity. So we're planning to have an awful lot of fun with the scouts and get them interested in amateur radio if we can. And also, next Tuesday, October the 22nd, Mike, KA2JAI, I'll be with him with the Laurel VE test session at the Maryland National Electronics Museum, hosted by our club, Maryland Mobileers. Doors open at 5:45, and we test all three levels of the exams. So that's about it, Marty, from here, and good net, and have a good evening. This is David, WB3IGW is clear.
All right, David, thank you very much. Let's go to Dave up there in Little Falls, New York, sir. Let's see if you've got posted list of data. Oh, yeah, okay, very good. Scott shares that he posted a list of the JOTA, DMR, TGs on the BTN Facebook page. There you go. Okay, let's go to Dave in Little Falls, KB3EFS. Go ahead, Dave, your DX tonight.
Hey, okay, Marty. Hopefully I'll stay on again, but last time when I disconnected it, threw it back to you, it seemed to, EchoLink has been dropping me. I'm on Spectrum, so anything's possible. And we had the weather messed us up on Wednesday bad, so I'm going to keep it short. And I've got nothing else for the net. Still studying to upgrade to Extra, and Well, if I get down that way, I'll jump onto the GXW repeater. But for now, I'm going to be DX via Echolink, KB3EFS.
Hey, nothing's better than being DX anywhere. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to Dave, another Dave. I got it wrong the first time. Kilo 3 Alpha Alpha X-ray. Dave, do you want to say a few words? All right, nothing there. All right, next I have on my list is W3YVQ. Al, thank you for checking in with us, sir. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
Well, good evening, all. And when fall rolls around, it's time to think about maybe the larger antenna projects with which you're too timid to wait until winter to put them up during the ice and snow when they're assured of working their best. Days like today are perfect for that kind of thing, even though it was a little breezy, pretty day. And for those who were here last month, we were talking about survivability of the Winlink packet nodes when the internet goes down, using the Tri-Mode HF software to connect them to the Winlink network via HF gateways elsewhere in the country, so that all the mail can be sent and received outside of your local customers, which the relay module takes care of on its own. But this week it might be worth mentioning PackLink and the AGW packet engine. PackLink is a mail server which you can install on Windows 7 and later computers, which can connect to Winlink via the internet, via packet, VHF or UHF radios, or HF backdoor, or any other trunk system that you may wish to link to. That's the radio side of the package. The other side of the package, in addition to the local operator's screen, is a POP3 SMTP mail server, and for those who don't know what those acronyms mean, it can hold mail for a client, and it can accept mail from a client using an ordinary email program like Outlook Express or Outlook or Pegasus or anything of that sort. Since the POP3 server stores mail for a user's tactical address, and when he connects from his computer to the PackLink software, he gets his mail, and if he sends mail, it goes into the SMTP server in PackLink and goes out on the next available radio connection. Why is that of use, you might ask, Frank? The obvious benefit is that if you are out in a NIMS ICS type deployment, or an emergency management deployment, or public safety deployment, or for one of our NGO served agencies, the officials on scene can connect with their iPads or iPhones through a router that you can connect to that server or directly to the computer on which the server is running, and connect to those accounts and send their email via Winlink or by direct peer-to-peer, however the radio connections are set up, as though he were connecting to the internet. And that means you don't have to intercept his ICS forms and recopy them or copy and paste them into a message to go out over the radio. He's going to be doing that directly. All you need to do is to register a tactical address for those officials with the CMS for Winlink prior to an event. That has to be done over the internet. And then those tactical addresses are all noted in the system so that when a message is posted from anywhere in the country for that official known by that tactical address, it is steered to the amateur call sign of the area station on scene and goes into the post office for that official to pick up. That's very handy for having a number of officials, like various workstations on an EOC floor, having access. Right? And you may find from time to time county IT departments and IT servers for other organizations may take great offense to you being inside their network, and you might be considered a threat. However, this can be worked through the firewall that they use for their normal security purposes and give you an IP address outside their firewall so that they're essentially exchanging email with you on premises, but it's going outside the firewall of their network before it comes to your computer. Easy solution. And the other topic has to do with the AGW Packet Engine. That is a software suite that allows you to have multiple radios connected up to a PacLink or WinLink client so that you can use multiple radio pathways, including digipeaters, where the script can be entered into the AGW Packet Engine to steer your packets through intermediary call signs to get to either a gateway or an endpoint station on your network or backbone or mesh network. The AGW packet engine also has a digipeater function in it, as well as a loopback function. And you can Google the AGW packet engine and download it. And last time I looked, it was still free. And it's a very powerful resource to use, particularly in a somewhat congested communication environment where you have lots of users and lots of network choices for intercommunication. Break.
Father Al, I'm going to have to hard stop you here pretty soon, okay? Thank you.
And if all else fails, you can use CW, which is a great magical treat for new hams. Please try to remember to encourage new hams to come into your clubs to try CW out while they're still new. After 10 or 20 years, they might not wish to go back and relive that experience like they would as a new ham. And we've even worked out a protocol for sending email formatted text on CW, believe it or not. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much. So you can do an awful lot with a laptop and a radio and a gateway. Exactly what Father Al was talking about. We did exercises with the Red Cross on doing this. And they do exercises all the time. The hospital net does this. So you've got opportunities for all levels of licensing that you can be involved in the radio email. And plenty of tutorials out there. And join one of these nets. Al's got emergency phone net, participates in third region at the Delmarva net, does BTN and does CW on MDD net. If you're a CW operator, they're always looking for net control operators or even operators to practice the fine art of message handling. So thank you very much, Father Al. All right, KB3MXM, you're listening to Maryland DC Section Echo Link. I have 7 more stations on my list. Please be patient. We're going to get to all of you. We'll be right back. Stand by. Okay, I'm just going to say rules tonight is DX goes to the top of the list. And right now, I see a Kilo Juliet 7 India Echo Golf. Cone and Walla Walla, Washington, please join our net, share a little bit of information, and thanks again. Go ahead now.
This is KJ7IEG. I'm actually traveling through the DC area right now. I was trying to get in through the JXW repeater, but like where I am staying right now, the signal wasn't really very good, so I'm coming in through Echo Links. So I just saw when I look up the repeater book, see what repeaters I have near me. I saw the repeater, and it says there's a net on Friday evening at 8, so I was checking in to see what's going on. And I'm just staying in the DC area for the weekend, and I might try to do a semi-on-the-air activation tomorrow. KJ7IEG, back to net control.
Okay, all right. How do you pronounce your name?
It's pronounced Kern. It's really simple to pronounce, so I'm not really picky on how to pronounce it.
Okay, got it, Kuhn. Thank you very much. I really thought that we had you from Walla Walla, Washington, and an Oregon address. So I was thinking, wow, that's pretty impressive to have somebody from the West Coast. But now you know we're here. Please come back and join us again, okay? And good luck on your activation and finding a suitable suitable system to get into this evening. And thanks for joining us here in a rather seasonal autumn October. So thanks again for joining us. All right, let's move on. Let me just go up my list here for just a second. I'm going to call Kilo 3 Alpha Alpha X-ray one more time. Dave, are you on? Go ahead. Okay, let's try Whiskey India 3 Juliet. Stu on his iPhone. Are you still on, sir? All right. We already did John, right? We did do John. I remember talking to John. He's way up here somewhere. Yes, I got John. All right. Let's go to Wayne, November 3, Romeo, Golf, Golf. Wayne, November 3, Romeo, Golf, Golf. A few notes, or a few comments for our net, sir. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go to Ed, KB3, WQI. Ed, a few comments, please. All right, how about Tate, November 3, Bravo, X-ray, Zulu. Go ahead. All right, and is there any station I did not call? We'd like to be recognized and add some more comments to the net this evening. Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW Mobile, late check-in, no traffic.
NE3R, KC3KOH.
All right, I've got GXW, 3R, and KOH. I think that's right, KC3KOH. Make the correction if needed. Any other stations?
Whiskey, 3, Tango, Delta Hotel.
Okay, Tom, I got you too. Any other stations? All right, we'll go with that list. Good evening, John, WB3GXW. Thank you. Sorry I could not make the T-Mark or the Hamfest meeting. My back went seriously out. Matter of fact, I had to go to the hospital and was really laid up for quite a while and still am. Got a whole back brace on, which I'm going to tell you right now is a pain, but it's a less pain when I wear it. Anything for the net this evening, sir? Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Nothing spectacular, all is good. Work in progress on the issue at hand. And, of course, our test session is tomorrow in Laurel. And if anybody wants to upgrade, we'll be glad to see you at 0900. The bulletins will be on tomorrow night on the WARCC conference server starting at 8 o'clock. So that's all I got, Marty. Hope you're feeling better. Get better.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to NE3R. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net. Glad I was able to join in. We're up here in Frederick County with the Scouts. Just wrapping up the evening preparations for tomorrow's Jamboree on the air. So hope to get some Scouts on the air. I know we've had a shortage of sunspots. So we're probably going to break out the FT8, and hopefully we can get this this Zoom spot working on the mobile hotspot and do some of the digital modes. So we're up here again with the Scouts in Frederick County. We'll be doing Jamboree on the air at their weekend Camperee. Back to Net Control, this is NE3R.
Okay, NE3R, thank you very much. It's standby, Tom. You're right after KC3KOH. KC3KOH, go ahead.
This is KC3KOH. Hi, my name is Aiden. I'm new to this net, I think. I don't really remember all the net frequencies. A little bit about me. I'm a Boy Scout. I'm with NE3R. Young Ham, Sally can tell by my voice. And I'm a general too, so making moves, not too new. I'm over here in Frederick too. Yeah. Back to net. KC3KOH.
Okay, Aiden, very good. Well, great thing being a general. That's a good class to be. You know, I used to say when I first got my ham license that technicians had more bandwidth than a general. And, boy, I'll tell you, that didn't go well. And then I had a general tell me that, you know, you got to get your HF privileges. And I said, okay. And I got my HF privileges and realized I had more bandwidth as a technician. So general's good. General's good. Fantastic. I mean, you're ready for the contest and get the pile up. That's kind of like trial by fire. Very good with the scouting, too. Thank you, Aiden, for checking in. Let's go to W3TDH, Tom, Skywarn, D.C., sir. You're up.
Thank you very much. I have two things. One is that on Wednesday, November 6th, Dr. Judith Carpen, who's the chief of the Space Weather Laboratory at Goddard, is going to do a presentation for the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club at 7:30. That's Wednesday, November 6th at 7:30. 100 Maryland Avenue, the Stella B. Warner Council Office Building in Rockville. And anybody's welcome to attend. She is bringing along a senior space weather scientist that studies the ionosphere. So we're combining expertise on solar spots and their effect on propagation behavior with expertise on the ionosphere and how it reflects radio waves. It's a real good opportunity, so you don't need permission in advance or anything. If you want to see these people, just come out November 6th, 7:30 p.m. One more thing.
We lost you, Tom. Start over. We got all the first part, but you said one more thing. Go ahead.
The other thing is that if you go to the NIH Radio Club website, National Institute of Health Radio Club website, there is a piece of software there that's available for download. It was written under contract to the federal government. Therefore, it is open license. It's worked for hire by the federal government, and that's us, the citizens of the United States, so anybody can use it. And that piece of software is intended to serve as a buffer between client personnel and their possibly bad email habits and our radio systems. So it's worth getting that down and trying it out, figuring how it works. There are several people I can refer you to if you stumble, because it prevents people from using some bad habits when the bandwidth's, you know, really choked down by radio, including the ones that make their email look like a notebook, so the entire email is traveling as an image, and things like that. The ones that always hit reply all, even when that's totally unnecessary. The ones who are always tagging on a cutesy image, even though it's an inappropriate time, but they've got it set automatic and they don't realize that when they're doing it. The old slogan applies. Do not attribute the malice, but incompetence will adequately explain. Back to Matt, W3TDH.
Okay, that's very good, Tom. Good information, and thanks. Just recently, I have it right here, by the way. Just recently, a satellite was launched, the ICON satellite, and it is going to be a mission to study the edge of space. And let me just read this. It says a mission that could be important implications to global communications. NASA launched the spacecraft to study the ionosphere and the effects of the lower atmosphere upon it on October 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The refrigerator-sized Ionospheric Connection Explorer, or ICON, took off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida, attached to a Northrop Grumman Pegasus XL rocket. So good stuff there, and you know, we've had some sounding rockets also sent from Wallops. Matter of fact, a double launch recently, I talked to Father Al about this, that was intended to go into that region of the ionosphere at different intervals and take measurements too. So I don't think a lot of people realize just how many things are happening upstairs that have an impact on what we do here in amateur radio. So I'm looking forward to all of that, and I'm looking forward to, you know, we are in the lower end of the solar cycle, which is unfortunate, but we're going to be at least a couple more years before we get out of solar minimum here on 24 and start to climb into 25. Maybe the quiet periods are only refreshed when you have a chance to work HF on the gray line, and now that we're in that equinox period where the gray line will line you up in HF with Asia, Southeast Asia, Japan, Korea, and you get that in the evening, and then in the morning, just the opposite. You get the same area, maybe South Pacific, Australia, and those areas. So one maybe opportunity to work the gray line. And with so little propagation going on, even picking up some of those very weak stations. The other really nice thing about this time of year, let me take a break here real quick before I mess things up. Hang on. Oh, very good. Using airglow clues as part of this. Oh, very nice. Thank you, Al. All right, so the other thing to remember, too, is from about the mid-September until, I would say, at least into November, maybe a little later, when you have the temporal changes that we have, you have the warm days, you have the cold nights, you might get high pressure locked into a particular area, you have an opportunity to work tropo, ducting, as they say in VHF. And it's not unusual to have that air landlocked, backed up against the Appalachians, and you get very still air, but it's stratified. So the density of the atmosphere vertically is very different at certain levels if warm air or in cold air may impinge under warm air. So key to this, there's two possible ways of figuring out if you've got ducting going on. It's easy. Look at your local online radar site. If you see a bloom around a radar antenna, around a radar location, that bloom may be indicative of getting tropo in your area. The other possibility, if you know anything about weather, is called a skew T, and that's spelled Sierra Kilo Echo Whiskey Dash T, skew T. And there's a little bit of knowledge to know how to read it, I've put some of it on the Twitter page. But a skew T chart originates from radio stones that are launched every 12 hours, and they measure the vertical profile of the atmosphere going up, it's hundreds of thousand feet. And then they put it on a logarithmic chart, and by reading it properly, you can tell whether or not there's a possibility to have tropo. We don't have analog television anymore. That would have been a good one. We would have been able to do that, too. But no such thing. And lastly, 2-meter beacons and 440 and 6-meter. If you can listen to beacon stations, there are lists everywhere. Break. If you listen to the 2-meter beacons, matter of fact, there's one in Bedford, Virginia. He's got like an 11-element beam pointed at 70, like up the Atlantic coast. And if you follow that rhombic line, it takes you all the way over into Europe. But it's pointed this way. I use that one for meteor scatter, too. So look for your 2-meter beacons. Good opportunity. All right, we've gone quite long. Normally our 1 hour is now almost an hour and 20 minutes, but I hope you all have enjoyed it and learned something about it, and I hope I haven't missed anybody. Always send your comments and suggestions to your section manager, and please include this information to your clubs. Encourage them to also contact their affiliated club coordinator and the section to share upcoming activities. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. This is KB3MXM. My name is Marty, Maryland, D.C. section manager. You've been listening to the monthly D.C. Maryland, D.C. Echolink conference here on the WB3GXW /DC node. Thank you all for joining us this evening. 7-3, be safe. Good night.
WB3 Kilo Alpha Sierra.
WB3 Kilo Alpha Sierra, there is Jim, our emergency section manager. Hello, sir. Thanks for joining. I don't have you on the list, but please share if you can.
Okay, very good evening, Marty. I guess I doubled with a couple of guys. I tried stuck in a couple of times, but we finally made it to the end. Just want to comment on the Carif the Ham Fest up north. It was a wonderful Ham Fest, and one of the best we've had in many, many years. And the M3AWP ought to be congratulated on a wonderful event. And the only other thing I want to add on to is that we're going to have three new emergency coordinators in the section from Montgomery County, from St. Mary's County, and Caroline County. And as soon as the league approves it with the paperwork and all that stuff, we'll put the word out. If they haven't already done that, Marty, I don't know how far along that is. And let me get another nickel. The last thing is a hospital net that we had at the beginning of the month. We had a radio operator from Johns Hopkins up in Baltimore. KF3 Alpha Sierra Lima. Her name is Kimberly Fisher. She's the emergency coordinator for the hospital complex. And we're going to be working with her to set up a program up there at Johns Hopkins. We're really excited about that, with a big meeting coming up, I guess, Friday, and I get to the details as they come together, Marty. So back to net. Sorry we got in late, just to tell you the good news. So 73's all the way around. This is WB3, KAS, Brandywine, Maryland, 73's.
Okay, very good, Jim. Thank you for joining us this evening. And we look forward to returning to activities here in the state as well. And thanks for that update. No, we haven't made the announcement about the ECs yet. Excuse me. I'm working through paperwork and sending it in as I get it, and then trying to get the information back out as quickly as possible. So thanks again. And Tom, I got your note on the KV3V repeater. We'll be off the air on weekdays from now until the end of November due to the presence of repair workers near the transmitter antenna. Thank you very much. And Al shares, oh, thanks. Thanks, Fudd. Thanks very much. Fudd made a comment. Good net. Thank you, sir. November 6th, FAK. And Al made a comment about the MUF, maximum usable frequency, dropped to the bottom of 80 meters by 7:45 tonight. I'll tell you, I'm a shortwave listener, and boy, when it falls out, it falls out. Speaking of falling out, we're going to fall out of this net right now. Everybody, 7-3s, have a great evening. KB3M.